The county council meeting at the Rich End Services Building starts with a 3 p.m. wart session. First off, County Manager Bob Jasper noted they will hear from the Columbus Supported Employment Program. It's being represented by the county's former economic development consultant, Allison Weyer.
I'm not sure what her connection is with the company, but she had started working with a business group to hire individuals with disability, and that's what this program does. And so she's working to see if she can't connect some of her local businesses to hire more people with disabilities.
Later, the council will hear from the State Division of Water Quality concerning the level of pollutants, or total maximum daily loads, in the Echo and Rockport reservoirs.
Some of it's about fish, but that's the water supply for much of the northern part of the Salt Lake Valley. Years and years ago, the Clean Water Act was passed, and it's done tremendous things, but it focused on what they call point sources, sewer plants, industrials, etc. As we go forward now, they're starting to focus on these non-point sources and more difficult to deal with. In our case, it would primarily be septic systems that are just not working properly, and we have thousands and thousands of septic systems in this county. And then what happens is they just end up making their way either on the surface or just subsurface down to our rivers and streams.
The state also recently proposed some new TMDL standards for local streams, which prompted concern from Council Member David Yore.
Dave is concerned that the feds through the state would come in and do some really heavy regulatory approaches. I think the county's been proactive on this issue. It was part of our strategic plan to have clean water and clean air, and our health department, and we've worked with the sewer district. I think we're making progress as we go anyways.
All right.
As you know, we've already started focusing on septic systems. We've gotten a lot tighter about when and how you can put one in, and we're looking a lot harder about – and we're sewering areas. The Silver Creek area, we're bringing sewer to it.
The Snyderville Recreation District presents an update. Jasper said that's part of a new schedule where they will hear quarterly from their districts. He said they're also still thinking of a possible voter bond for open space and recreation on this November's ballot.
I think it would be primarily geared towards open space and trails, maybe some recreation. We haven't totally decided yet. We need to get going because our deadline to make the ballot will be in the latter part of August.
The council also gets a quarterly report from Park City Fire District and will consider a resolution to refinance some of the district's building construction.
They want to refinance what I would call installment purchase, where like you and I buy a house and we put the house down as collateral. It's a very similar kind of financing, except because we're a county, it's tax exempt. The rates have gotten better. They want to reduce the term So it's a refinancing of a note. It's kind of like if you were to take your house from a 30 to a 15 and get a little better interest out of the deal.
All right, and it was what, to purchase equipment or to bond
fire stations?
Finally, Jasper said they're still working on a letter urging Talisker and the Park City Mountain Resort to find a resolution for their legal disputes.
We want it to get resolved. I think there's a question as to we have so many issues with Vail and the city with Park City that I think we want to be on the straight and narrow, that we don't necessarily use our regulatory powers in a way that would be inappropriate. So I think what we're saying is, gee, how can we help? How do we jump in? What do we need to do? But the letter's not completed yet.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.